Hey everyone, I'm Jevin Malte.
And I'm Joe Mellon.
And welcome to Built in a Day podcast, where we help business and idea people move their business forward by helping them run tests in a single day. In each episode, we select a single business and help them learn if an idea is worth pursuing or if they have some features that are worth building. Hey everyone, we are here with Russell Smith. Welcome to the Built in a Day, man.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Right on. So tell us a little bit about kind of yourself and your background, and then we'll jump into what your current thing is.
Sure. So I'm from the UK, but I've lived in Asia since about 2009. I started teaching English, didn't fancy going home. Then I looked into like working online and ended up in content marketing, web development, you know, jobs that can be done from abroad. And right now I'm in sunny Chiang Mai, enjoying the healthy life.
Right on. So straight up digital nomad style.
Pretty much.
That's great. So your main thing right now is doing content marketing. That's kind of how you're getting the bulk of your living money. Is that right?
Exactly.
Cool. So what brings you to Built in a Day? Is there some sort of other opportunity that you have? Or are you trying to grow your content marketing? What's the current...
Well, so most of the time I actually live in China. My wife is Chinese and... Mm-hmm. I live in a province called Yunnan, which is famous for growing tea. And recently I've been visiting some plantations. I've made some really good relationships. I'm actually a really big tea lover. And I've decided to try and sell tea. It's something I've always thought about. I haven't found the right tea, the right combination. I think the tea market is quite big. There's a lot of people selling tea. I think it's quite hard to get a USP.
Okay.
But this opportunity came up for me and I'm going to have a try.
Cool. So the opportunity is what? That you have some pretty good relationships with growers themselves?
Yeah, I found a particular plantation that I really like. It's born from my own passion for tea. Actually, I was looking for something very specific. The first thing is that it's clean and organic. I can visit any time. I've been to the plantation myself and I've watched them actually process the tea. I did that out of interest, personal interest more than anything. And the second thing is that the tea is particularly interesting. It's trees from Taiwan, which are grown in the mainland, which is quite rare. I heard that there were some Taiwanese trees growing there, but I didn't know where. I had drank that tea before, but it's kind of a mysterious, you know, I wonder where the Taiwanese trees are. And it just happened that the plantation that I visited, I was like, oh, hey, man, so like, you know, what are you growing here? And they said, oh, these are all Taiwanese trees. And I just thought, that's so cool. Like, that's what I've been looking for. And then... You know, I actually just hung around with them for a few weeks. I tried all the tea. I watched them processing their winter tea. And then we got around to the price. And I just asked how much they were selling it for. And it was affordable. I was surprised. Oh. And I just thought, well, it's unique. I'll tell you the reason I like it. The reason is I think I can make a story from it. It's not just, okay. Oh, hey, like I found some wholesaler. I've got some stuff from Japan. I've got some stuff from China. I've got some stuff from India. It's got a story. It's one particular plantation. It's some unique trees. And I think they're really environmentally responsible. The tea is clean. The tea is healthy. And they process in traditional ways. So I'm hoping that the story will help me sell the tea.
That sounds great because with your marketing background, and my understanding of marketing is that the story is a huge component of the emotional connection that people have with a brand and ultimately the product, I guess.
Right, exactly. And I think it's something that's worth talking about rather than, hey, I've got some tea. Oh, right, why should I buy your tea? Oh, because I want you to buy my tea. You know?
For sure.
What I'm hoping is that this tea is unique. So if anyone wants to buy this tea, then they have to buy it from me.
Tell us a little bit about the competitive landscape that exists for tea buyers in... Or maybe to back up a little bit, you know, are you targeting North America? Are you wanting to sell it online? What's kind of your vision there? And then I'm just interested in the competitive landscape for that.
Yeah, sure. So my ideal situation would be to ship globally directly from China. They do have shipping options. Obviously, e-commerce is becoming more global. There are a lot of people shipping retail from China. They're mostly from the big cities, though. So I do have a challenge shipping from the countryside. I have to figure that out. And then U.S., UK, Europe, Australia would be, you know, the English language would be my primary target as that's the language that I speak and that I market in. but it mm-hmm. would be shipping globally from China.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. I love it. So the stage right now is that it's really conceptual, but you've identified kind of the product, a level of the story that you think you can sell. Is that right? Or have you actually gone to try to sell this at all? Or what validation have you tried to do?
Sure. So I'm at an MVP stage, actually. What I did was I bought 500 grams of each. First thing I did was post on my Facebook page. Hey, guys, I've got this cool story. Here's some pictures. If anyone's interested, let me know. I popped up a landing page. I grabbed some emails. I got like 20 people or so onto my list. Just said, yeah, I'd be interested. Mm-hmm. I asked them what tea that they would be interested in. I found most people want green oolong tea and black tea.
Great.
Then I bought 500 grams of each. And I split those up into 50 gram bags. I made some logos on Canva. Went down to the local university. I printed them off. I cut them out. I stuck them on. And... it just so happens that I had a month in Chiang Mai planned, so I loaded the tea into my suitcase, and I've been here for about 2 weeks. And then I emailed my list and said, hey guys, tea's ready. Here's my PayPal link.
Nice. And then what happens? This is the clincher. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so I sold some. The first day I made like $125 in sales.
Which amounts to how many people, I guess, buying?
So I had three types of tea. And I put them in a bundle, a product bundle of about $27 for the three types.
Okay.
And almost everybody bought the bundle.
So of the 20 people that you had on your list, I mean, somewhat biased, they're probably friends of yours or someone from a Facebook page or shared from a Facebook page, five of them bought, is that right? $125
yeah,
worth?
Yeah, about five. And since then I've had three or four more.
Okay, wow. So, all right, so let's say, we could extrapolate the numbers, but from your mailing list, you've got a 25% conversion rate, which is astounding. But
as you said, though, most of them are friends. So here's the thing, I've got one stranger.
Okay, and where did the stranger come from?
7-day startup group.
Okay, cool. Well, that sounds great. So true MVP, super scrappy. Barely done any programming or back end, you know, automation work. It's really you've put together the products to sell, which I love. I love it because that's the hard and not sexy stuff. Although I guess making money is also pretty sexy. So that's great. So you've sold a couple, you're pumped up, you see the vision. What do you think is the next step? And then where do you see the biggest risk or the thing that you're really not certain about to that goal?
So this is early days. I mean, this business popped up within about 2 weeks of me deciding that I might be able to sell the tea. Mm-hmm. I'm at the stage I'm at now. So as for
that was 2 weeks ago, is that right?
Yeah, it's probably 3 weeks ago. Well, I've been in, let's say 3 weeks.
Love it.
Yeah. As for vision, scale-wise, I'm not sure. As big as possible, who knows? Like, if I could sell a bunch, that would be amazing.
But at least next step, you know, like the next thing that you'd like to achieve to say, okay, I'm very satisfied with how this is going and I can now see the next milestone from there. So what's the next kind of milestone that you see?
Sure. So I've actually put up a WordPress site. I popped up a WooCommerce store and I'm thinking ship directly from there, sell some units. If I can get some recurring options on there, get a nice little business, you know, shipping a couple of $1,000 a month, something like that. Mm-hmm. That would be fantastic. I'd like to add 5 or 6 teas. I'd like to have a Chinese style teaware set and a Western style teaware set, some video tutorials, and really some monthly recurring packages. That would be cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, so you've got this big vision. You want to make at least a couple grand per month. Awesome. So what could be one intermediary way to test? For example, I really like the idea of the monthly recurring. You seem super excited about that. And I can see how that's a really compelling offering for you and potentially for the people. So, you know, for me, it sounds like one of the biggest risks is are people interested in a monthly recurring?
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, if we're just talking about the monthly recurring, I'd be thinking, how could I add that much value? Would people actually drink the tea? Yeah, I'm not sure on that yet.
Yeah, so that maybe the monthly recurring thing, and then, you know, now I'm wondering, maybe that's a second step. Maybe the first thing is getting tea into people's hands so that where they have a first-time purchase to see if they actually enjoy the tea for the first time. That might be kind of the nearer term.
I think that makes sense. So, I mean, at the moment, as we've discussed, I've only sold it with my friends. So maybe getting it into strangers' hands, getting some reviews, getting some pictures, some feedback, that would be cool.
So testing out if a stranger will do at least a one-time purchase of some of the tea that you're offering online specifically.
That sounds good. So far, I've talked to one stranger, so if I could rank, you know, get that number up.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, so at this stage, it sounds like most of the business aspects are put together such that if someone came to you, if someone could feasibly go online and press the PayPal button and send you the money, and you can send them the tea right away, right? So it sounds like maybe the more of the issue is, you know, what marketing channel would you like to test and feel that could be a good first start? Is that right?
Yep, I think that's about where we are.
Okay, so you're a marketing guy, naturally a content marketer. So what's your impression for the most likely marketing channel that you'd like to start to test with?
I've opened a Facebook page and I've made a group. The group I actually transferred all my email subscribers into so I could give them updates. And I'm thinking, I think video could be strong. I really feel that video could be the one where I set myself apart. They can see my face. I can give instructional how to brew the tea, which teas for certain occasions, that kind of thing.
Ah, okay. So you're thinking maybe you can do some more educational content. So you can make some educational videos and then post them to your own Facebook group. The only thing with the Facebook group is how are you growing that Facebook group or trying to get people to see those videos, I guess.
Yes.
It sounds like it's not closed, but you don't have a way to inject people into that group.
So I don't have a channel into that group yet. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. So there's a tea community, and that could be accessed, but the tea community is obviously bombarded with a lot of content already. There's a lot of tea groups. My other group is entrepreneurs. I find that most of my network who I have experience already selling to, let's say the existing 6 or 7 people, they're all entrepreneurs in some way. Mm-hmm. So one of the big things has been productivity. Mm-hmm. Green tea, coffee replacement, you know, they're getting a boost, a focus without a crash.
Mm. So perhaps, interesting.
Yeah. Yep. And a lot of the feedback I'm getting is that they're not really sure how to brew loose leaf tea, so that they'd really like a instructional video on how to brew.
Got it. So the one thing we didn't discuss is we actually didn't describe, you know, the target audience that you think would really resonate with your story. But you're starting to get into it now, where if you look at the evidence of who you've already sold to, sure, they're your friends, but these are kind of entrepreneurial types who want productivity and are maybe newbies to tea, because as you're suggesting, they're not too familiar with how to brew it. But you've also described like this other Facebook group of tea lovers, so people who are already really into tea. So who do you think would be the low-hanging fruit that you'd like to maybe test initially with?
I believe I would have more of an advantage with the entrepreneurs because they're less saturated with offers to buy tea already.
Okay, awesome. Okay, well now we're really getting somewhere. So you think that entrepreneurs who want to be really productive, they might be interested in tea, but they don't know much about tea. And so then let's go back to the channels on how you think you can market to them. So you think that maybe making a video directed towards these people could be a compelling educational piece for them, such that now you've developed trust because they see your face, and then you can kind of offer your tea as a solution to their problem of wanting to be productive and trying to be cool and trying cool tea.
Yes, I think that. And on top of that, I think there are two angles. Based on my feedback and based on how I personally use tea, I think the first angle is green tea. There's a bit of a buzz going around about green tea as a coffee replacement, antioxidant, productivity. You know, rather than having your two coffees at the cafe, you could be at home with green tea, get some work done. I actually use it in that way. And the other way is morning routine, meditation. I use red tea for meditation. The energy is different. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs already have a morning routine or appreciate a morning routine, specifically meditation. Red tea perfectly pairs with meditation. So I think those two videos or piece of content could be popular.
You've got a really concrete idea of what the needs are for these particular entrepreneurs and already, you know, what their mindset is. So where would you go to maybe post this content where they're hanging out such that you can get the most bang for buck for the video? Have you thought about that?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I'm guessing, I'm thinking on the fly here. Well,
that's what we do on Built in the Day.
It's intense.
So let's brainstorm. I mean, so certainly there's going to be a ton of Facebook groups for that. There's going to be Reddit.
We're saying almost the same thing. I think I was thinking Facebook groups. I had luck from the 7-day startup group, for example. Mm-hmm. I could post there. You mentioned Reddit. I've actually not really used Reddit much, but I guess that could be a cool place. The entrepreneur section.
Yeah, Reddit entrepreneur is a really active group. Reddit's particularly sensitive to self-promotion, so you have to be pretty careful about that. But if you show a video or like do a full like post write-up within Reddit, like as a self-text thing, like they're called text posts, where it's like all the content is on Reddit proper, and it's not like a link being sent to your website, which has a more salesy approach.
Right.
It could be pretty well received. I mean, who knows? But there's ways, you know, there's lots of articles you can do on that. But let's keep this down to a 2-hour test. So let's say you build your video, that'll take you maybe an hour or something to make, maybe longer, maybe less. And so now we're left with an hour of trying to go and post it somewhere or multiple places to try to get some traction. So you've mentioned maybe a Facebook group, maybe Reddit. Do you have already, like if you were to say, I'm going to make this video and post it in a particular Facebook group, you mentioned this 7-day entrepreneur video or something, would that be an initial place, or maybe there's other places as well you could post it?
I think I could find a few. And I think I could find something like 6 to 10 groups, perhaps. I'd have to create something of a unique post so I don't just copy the same thing in each group.
Sure.
Make it unique to each group.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, but that could take more than 2 hours. And again, the only reason we're trying to say 2 hours is to try to keep it sustainable, where you're always trying to force yourself into really making your experiment concrete and small and tight such that you can look at the end results. So far you're going to make a video that's directed towards entrepreneurs, productivity, maybe getting ready to kick coffee, try something else, meditation related, post in a number of Facebook groups, and then what? Seeing how many go to your landing page and buy? That's the desired criteria?
I wonder if I could make an offer of some sort that could
sure.
be you know, like a particular code for that group only, that's only live for like a few days.
Sure.
Something.
Yeah, that would help you also track which Facebook groups were the most responsive.
Exactly.
Now, the one thing that's important for when you run an experiment is looking at the failure case. So you try this different experiment as a channel to see if this is like a demographic that resonates or doesn't resonate. How are you going to be able to measure that this test did not pass? As in, it's not a great growth channel, such that you know that now you've got to try something else.
Well, here's the thing I'm just thinking now. Because the test is limited to 2 hours, so we don't have a lot of time, mm-hmm. I would actually consider this content marketing approach to be more long-term anyway. Like, if I was really going to expect sales, I'd mm-hmm. probably expect to make content over a longer period of time, have people join the group, have people sign up for the email and make a purchase at a later stage?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but the point would be, I think, that you're testing this demographic specifically. Mm-hmm. Do entrepreneurs who are looking for productivity, as we've mm-hmm. already described it, resonate with the educational content and story that you are describing? So that's the scope, I think, of what we're trying to test, such that you know if they don't go and buy, then that you have to maybe move on to someone else.
Right. Would it be a good enough test for the goal of the content to be them to join my Facebook group or sign up to my email list?
Is that yeah, that could be it. That maybe they're not ready to buy, but they're interested in tea in general, and they'll have to buy from someone probably at some point.
Right.
So that if they're within your group, that they're engaging with the content. So that could be a different way to test it.
I feel that would be more, because obviously I hope that they buy sales, but actually I wouldn't expect someone necessarily just to watch a video and be purchasing tea so quickly.
I see. So maybe growing an audience of people who are interested in tea for those particular reasons who are in that demographic, you feel would be a truer test to what you're trying to do, which is maybe more build an audience where only a portion of them purchase in the near term. Is that right?
That would make more sense to me.
Okay.
And then that would be easier to track because I could see who... We're moving from Facebook group to another Facebook group. I hope the group owner doesn't mind, but I would be able to see who came from which group, and we could see how many people joined my group due to the content. I think that would be
love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, so let's be sure we've got the test right. Your assumption is that your target demographic is entrepreneurs interested in productivity, meditation, kicking coffee habit, moving to tea instead, and that they're interested in it and want to learn more about that whole process works. And then you think that because they're showing the content, they want to learn more about it, so they'll join a Facebook group so you can continually send them content with the hope of eventually, but beyond the scope of this experiment, that they'll buy. The success criteria is that you actually get some conversions into that Facebook group, and the failure condition would be that people do not join the Facebook group, which would then indicate that people don't want to learn more about it. Is that fair?
I think that sounds exactly correct. Yeah, that sounds good.
And is it within 2 hours you can do this, you think?
I can do it.
Whatever. A limited amount of time, a half day or 2 hours.
Yeah, it wouldn't be too long. The only thing that might take me time is editing the video.
Sure.
But I feel like I was going to be making some video content anyway.
Yeah, sure. I get it. I totally get it.
I'm going to stick to one. And I already have my story prep done, so I can pretty much just like hit that video. I'll make the video a bit on the fly. They're going to know that I'm just popping up a bit. Can be done.
Super. All right, listeners, there you have it. Russell's going to go off and do this stuff, and we will be back. Well, for you listeners, 30 seconds, but with Russell, it'll be like a week or something. So, Russell, thanks for being on the show, and we'll see how this goes. I'm always pumped.
Thank you so much.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Built in a Day. It's only been a couple seconds for you, but it's been, well, months, I think, in this case, with Russell. Russell, welcome back.
Yeah, sorry about that. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's okay. Joe, how are you doing?
I'm excited. I'm excited to be back here with Russell and seeing what he's learning.
So, Russell, you sent us some of your demo tea in the 15 seconds since we last talked to you, and it's been enjoyable. It's been a couple of days since I've taken it, but it was good tea.
Awesome, man. I'm glad you like it.
So tell us about the test you're going to run and then what actually happened.
Okay. So my plan was post in the entrepreneur groups and try to entice them with topics around green tea for productivity and black tea for meditation, and try to get them into my own Facebook group where I can talk to them more, build relationships, and eventually sell tea. That was the plan.
Okay, great. So then what did you do?
So what I did, my intuition told me that this particular Facebook group, I just thought, to be perfectly honest, asking someone to go from one entrepreneur group into another Facebook group is kind of a no-no. I didn't feel good about doing that. So what I did was I posted in a group called the 7-Day Startup. The owner of the group, he wrote a book called Create or Hate, Dan Norris. And it was actually when I read that book that I decided really to go for this tea business. So I posted in that group, but my call to action instead was to a landing page to see if I could get signups into my email list. I thought that's just as valuable, same kind of confirmation, but rather than bouncing group to group. That's what I did in the end. And I posted a thank you for the inspiration to start the project. And then I said some benefits of using green tea. I said, this is why I think people in this group might be interested in this tea. Green tea is very good for productivity. It's a nice coffee replacement. It's quite healthy. And I plan to create some content around that. And if anyone's interested, come on over, sign up. I'll also send you information about the tea.
Nice. So then what happened?
Well, I can tell you exactly what happened. I got 16 comments. They were very positive. General interest in productivity and meditation. People said, oh, this is really cool. I would like to see some topics around this. 25 likes, 1 share, which was nice. Signups, though, not quite what I hoped for. I got 3 email signups. So 3 email signups, but I got 1 sale. I got 1 direct sale from one of the signups, which was cool. I didn't expect that. So I was hoping for more signups. I was hoping for this kind of like, wow, this is so cool. I'm going to come over and join this guy's list. You know, I want to talk to this guy. But actually what I really got was engagement within the group and encouragement, less signups than I thought, but 1 sale, which was fantastic.
That's pretty good. So you had 1 very unintended consequence of a sale. Well, not very unintended, it's great, but it was unexpected, I suppose. But you did have some not fantastic email signups. So what can you derive in terms of a learning from that?
Okay, so the conclusion that I drew from that is that the group is interested in the concepts and the group is willing to buy. But the outcome that I expected, the call to action, maybe isn't quite aligned. So I think it's going to take more fine-tuning to actually look at the funnel. I can confirm that people are interested in the topics. They're interested to buy the tea, but maybe I need to look at how I get them into my funnel. Maybe that's not quite aligned because that didn't work out for me the way I expected it to.
Yeah.
Perhaps I need to, rather than go for email signups, what I was planning as a next step is to actually create the content. So I'll do a few blog posts. Now I know they are interested in green tea for productivity, black tea for meditation. I could do those two posts. And then rather than turn up and say, hey, I'm going to create some content, sign up, and I'll send it to you when it's done, I'll say, hey, I think you might like this content. Check it out. Mm-hmm. And see if I can get some traffic over to my site. Maybe that's going to be more and more of a relevant step for people who are interested. That's what I'm going to test next.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. And so you posted on the same group, you think?
Well, I think the same group and similar. So this group that I posted in is mostly people who are interested in making their startups or recurring revenue business model, this kind of crowd. And I'm sure there's a mm-hmm. plenty of groups. I think it's aligned enough. Anyone who's working on their own project, working on their own business, I think will be interested. So once I have that dialed in, I feel that I could take that to other similar groups and post the same content with a tailored message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And why are you so focused on the groups versus ads or anything else, I guess, in particular?
Well, I guess at this stage, I'm refining my message. I'm refining who is interested, which words work, which calls to action work, where the results are going to come from. And I can do that for free in the groups. And once I have that dialed in, then it's going to be worth, say, putting $100 into ads and seeing what kind of return I can get for that.
That's great.
Yeah, once it's dialed in a bit.
Yep. That makes a lot of sense. Great. Joe, any kind of final thoughts from you?
Well, first off, I just like you going in and, you know, posting in the group and just going for it. And I like your learnings. And also, it's always good to hear when someone got a sale. So I know that was a little bit unintended, but that was good to hear. And yeah, I wish you luck going forward with some good testing.
Cool. Yeah, thanks, guys. Awesome. Really cool.
Great. Russell, thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right. So from Russell, Joe, and Jevin,
keep on testing.